Dr. Sebek dating an office note on patient Mauricio Gutierrez Diaz, Mauricio Gutierrez, Gutierrez, Diaz, Diaz. Date of birth 9/11/1961. Date of service 7/17/2025. Preparing of the patient is 63-year-old Hispanic gentleman referred to see me by his primary care doctor. For evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, his best medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension for more than 10 years, next hyperlipidemia, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Other is not on drug, other is paragraph. Social history, patient is married, has 4 kids. No smoking history, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. He works as a machinist on a CNC machine, paragraph. Family history is unknown, paragraph. Review of system reveals no headache, occasional chest pain on exertion, no shortness of breath, no cough. He does have heartburn on and off. He does report chronic abdominal pain with nausea and vomiting sometimes. This has been going on for years. He denies any constipation or diarrhea, no melena, no nocturia, no straining. He reports incomplete bladder emptying at times, no leg swelling. He does have reporting burning in his feet bilaterally. Patient reports that taking ibuprofen 600 mg daily for 3 months since back in March 2025. For other systems are reviewed and are negative. Period paragraph, immunization, he received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph, current medications include aspirin, atorvastatin, lisinoprilhydrochlorothiazide, omeprazole, ondansetron, and tamsulosin. Period paragraph, on physical examination, his vital signs as mentioned above, a change in TP, progenitally active to light and accommodation, ejected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical infarctinopathy, no keratobulbar bilaterally, no juvenile tension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted. Period paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular, rate and rhythm, no response, two, no monitor, no friction, no lungs, no creature, auscultation, no crackles, or with the abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound, or rigidity, extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash noted, neuro exam is not focal, investigations available to me, renal ultrasound done on February 18, 2025, shows right kidney 11.5 centimeter, left kidney 11 centimeter. Normal parenchymal echogenicity noted, no calculi and no hydronephrosis on the right, nor on the left. His PVR is 35 milliliter. He has moderate prostatomegaly noted, period paragraph. In terms of labs, from May 17, 2025, BUN30, creatinine 1.66, estimated GFR is 46, potassium 4.8, total CO2 21, albumin 4.2, normal level enzymes, period paragraph. Assessment and plan, 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension and chronic use of NSAIDs, namely ibuprofen, which has been discontinued, and patient was advised to avoid any NSAIDs in the future. Period. We are going to run a full renal workup, including serologic workup and quantification of proteinuria. His ultrasound has been reviewed, and there is no evidence of obstructive uropathy. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis: hypertension. We need tighter control. We're going to review his blood pressure log from home. Next visit and advice. Next, hyperlipidemia, continuous statins. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy without any obstruction, continuous amsulosin. Next, GERD, continue omeprazole for now as needed, but he may need GI consultation. Period paragraph. I thank you. Dr. Amador, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see him around 2 to 3 weeks, in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on his progress. And we report thanks, CC Dr. Amador.